This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
I want to say something very shocking and surprising. Brace yourself for it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Here it comes.
Yeah.
American Idol still on TV. And it's still hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. I know. That guy does not get sick of a single job.
No.
He's like, oh, you want me to do this forever?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it forever.
And you know what they say about Ryan, good old Seacrest.
What do they say?
Loves behind the scenes shenanigans.
Oh.
Can't get enough of the goofs, the funny stories and yarns. He was recently on his other show, which I believe is still Kelly Ripa's show.
Well, yeah, it's Kelly and Ryan.
Okay, and he was telling a funny story about what happened to him behind the scenes. He apparently was doing the show American Idol, and the underwear that he was wearing and the tailored suit that he was wearing was making a perfect outline of his anatomy.
Mm.
And
yes.
Here's what happened.
Apparently, America voted and decided that there was anatomy in the shot. And I said, well, Miles, I didn't bring any extra underwear. He says, don't worry, I've got mine. He's English, so he has shorter, tighter ones. And so we go backstage during the commercial and find a little corner, and I'm literally taking off my pants, off my underwear, and putting his on. Anything for the show, right? It's a family show.
Ew.
Yeah. Put on another man's underwear, tighter ones apparently, and I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Ryan can do whatever he wants to. I'm not here to kink shame.
Right.
But
if in a crunch,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't, and it would depend on who the person was. Okay. If it's just some rando,
right?
That's gonna be a no go for
me. But this is Miles from England.
Well, it's his costumer. If I read from what I read, so this is somebody he knows,
right?
You're telling me you make millions of dollars for doing this show,
mm-hmm.
this dumb show.
I'm the luckiest person alive.
Luckiest. You know what you have to do? Here's what you have to do, and we'll tell you coming up next.
Yep,
okay,
I know
that's your big thing.
I have been to many tapings of American Idol back in the day for radio. I assure you, Ryan Seacrest is not a hardworking man when it comes to that.
Okay, so you would not even turn him inside out to just get back to work?
I don't know. Maybe turning them inside out, I would, but. Do you ever sit on a toilet seat after somebody else just used it and it's still warm?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if it's your own family. Like, you sit down and you just go, ah, God, oh. Like, now imagine it's warm underwear. Like,
here's what would make it easier for me, okay? Millions of dollars.
Yeah, no. For millions of dollars, if I had Ryan Seacrest's money and life, I would do anything. I would put Miles, the guy's underwear, in my mouth for millions of dollars. But he doesn't need it. Ryan Seacrest is rich.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think it shows his professionalism.
Is it really? Was it that bad? Like, is it that bad? Well, how bad could it have been?
Well, I mean, depending on the network, that can be very problematic.
Well, it's ABC.
Okay, so probably.
Owned by Disney.
Yeah, so they probably have pretty strict standards.
Couldn't they
for
just.
What they will and will not show.
Okay, so then why not change how they shoot it then? Why not just not shoot him from the waist up? Do we have to get his junk in the shot?
So from what I saw, he was shooting from up on this really big raised platform.
Okay.
So to have him up there, then to cut him off from the waist up, I think probably didn't make any sense.
I don't know. I mean,
plus, I mean, they probably couldn't just in every shot shoot him from the waist up. I don't know.
Not in every shot, but like.
Well, you'd have to do it in every shot.
Yeah, I guess.
A question I have is, like, I know with girls, it's an issue when you're wearing, like, a dress or something and you can see, like, your underwear line.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's then, more like pants. It's usually pants.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of, like, what underwear he was wearing to really accentuate things on him.
I think he was wearing something that was not very tight, so it was all dangling.
Wow.
But then the pants were relatively fitted.
And you could see the outline of it.
So he needed, okay.
Let me also ask you this. Don't we all kind of view Ryan Seacrest as like
this, a Ken doll?
Yeah, like a pansexual living thing.
It seems like
we know he's alive, but he's not like a human.
Like if you found out like he was the first real cyborg, you'd be like,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
He hasn't aged in 20 years.
I mean, I would envision his junk to be flat like Ken, just smooth down.
100%. If it's even there at all.
But you know what? It's not.
We don't know that.
I believe some people found out.
How do we know?
And maybe that's why it's so jarring.
How do we know? Because I just tried to Google search it, and I can't find any pictures of it.
He said there are memes.
There are memes?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't find those memes.
Okay.
And how do we know that this isn't Miles the English guy covering up a controversy that Ryan Seacrest has no genitalia? You know what? I'm going to start that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something shocking. Very shocking.
Okay.
Strap in, because this is going to shock
news.
You.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest has no genitalia.
Okay. We have to say allegedly, so we don't get
and the
sued.
Government, the government of America and Great Britain is working together to cover it up. Literally, cover it up.
With
thank
underwear.
You very much. Okay, so
well, you heard it here first.
Put it out on the wire.
Yeah,
breaking news.
Wow,
spread it around the world. You heard it here first.
Unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.